Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Bet. I'll take a look at the next Mishnah in this, the ninth Perek. We're taking a look at sixth Mishnah in this Perek. Beitzat hasheretz hamerukemet. If you have the egg of a sheretz, one of the rodents, that's already got something, a chick in it, tahora. Nikva kolshu, I mean, it's dead, it's tahora, because the eggshell is a chatzitza. Nikva kolshu tameh. If there's any sort of hole in it, just like we had with the kulitas tuma, then it is tameh. Achbar shechetzio basar vechetzio adama. So if you have this kind of strange mouse, which is half meat and half dirt, whether that's part of its stage of development or whatever. Hanogeh basar tamei b'adamah tahor. If you touch the flesh part, then you're tamei. If it's dead, if you touch the dirt, then it's tahor. Hanogeh b'adamah shekenegah basar tamei. If you touch the dirt where it's near the basar, then you're also tamei. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Hatmeim rabot beitzat asheretz v'kulit asheretz. When they talk about the shratzim, it says, Ela hatmeim lachem. Hatmeim is there to include also the egg and also that leg of the sheretz, meaning the bone of the marrow. Yachol afilo ikma, I might think the egg even didn't fertilize. Talmud lomar sheretz, ma sheretz shirakam, apeshat betzata sheretz shirikma. So it's hatmeim lachem chol hasharetz means that it has to be just like a sheretz that already developed, obviously. Chlefel in nikvo, I might think even if you didn't poke a hole in the egg, talmud lomar hanogea. So hanogea, benivlatam itma. Yitma et asher efshar liga tamei, shefshar liga tahor. If you could touch it, then you are tamei, and if you cannot touch it, then you are tahor. And that, of course, means there's a hole in it. V'chama nikivata kechuta sa'ara. All you need is the size of a hair. Now, we've originally thought in the previous Mishnah that kolshu was just because any size. Actually, the smallest little hole here is that a hair could get through. Shavshaligah kechuta sa'ara. You could put a hair in there and touch it. Now, achbar shechetzio, that strange mouse we talked about, Shuban Levi, ushi shritz al pnei kulo. That's as long as the entire length of the animal has already developed, where this dirt is. Ikerman ila seifa. Some of you learned this as a comment about the seifa. And said, even if you touch the dirt, you're tamei, as long as the dirt where the basar is, and on that, the sheretz had to develop, the mouse had to develop fully. If you learned about the resha, certainly you would learn it as part of the chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda, that only touching the dirt, kenegar basar, would only make you tamei if the basar was fully developed. If you learned it as a comment on the seifa, then you say, but the resha, we don't have that the obligation, because any basar would be metamei. The Torah says achbar is one of the shvatzim. I might think that even includes a water mouse of some sort. Shishmo achbar, we call it an achbar. V'dinu, timei b'chulda v'timei b'achbar. We have a reason not to include it. What? Because the Torah talks about a chulda, which is a rat, not achbar. Ma chulda min hagadol aretz. A chulda only grows on dry land. Achbar min hagadol aretz. Right, so therefore it's not included. O kalech l'derech zu, maybe there's another way to look at it. Timei b'chulda v'timei b'achbar. Again, ma chulda kol sheshma chulda. We say anything that's a chulda is tamei. Achbar kol sheshma achbar. Anything that we call an achbar is tamei. Afilu achbar shebayam sheshma achbar. Tamei lo ma al haaretz. Therefore the Torah says al haaretz, to break that tie, as it were, and say no, it has to follow the location issue. I al haaretz yechol al haaretz yitma v'yad le'am lo'yitma. So al haaretz may be now a definition of where tuma happens, which means that if the regular achbar goes into the sea, it's not tamei. Tamalomar hashoreitz, meaning anything that spreads out. Koma koma shoreitz, wherever it goes to. O enol hashoreitz, kol hamashritzit mitma, maybe it means that only something that is grown fully is mitamei. Meaning anything that reproduces is tamei. Maybe that's what shoreitz means. Not where it crawls, but how it reproduces. And therefore, this weird sort of mouse that they're talking about, that evidently they believed had spontaneous generation from the dirt, will not be included. V'dinu, timei b'chulda v'timei b'achbar, the same thing in comparison to the chulda. Ma chulda kol shema chulda v'achbar, kol shemo achbar. Anything we call an achbar will be included, including this half-dirt thing. V'achbar shechatsio b'tzav v'chatsio adama. Okla chadur achzu, now we'll go the other way. Ma chulda parei v'ravei, what do we know about a rat? A rat reproduces. V'achbar parei v'ravei, and therefore I knock out this weird half-mouse. Tamalomar b'sheretz. Therefore it says b'sheretz to tell me that as long as it creeps out, it's okay. Amar Yehuda Rabban the Rava. So now one of the students said to Rava, Ema b'sheretz latu yachbar shechatsu b'tzavar chatsu adama. Maybe b'sheretz hashoretz is there to tell me. B'sheretz is there to include even these things that don't reproduce. In other words, they come from other sources. Hashoretz kol shu shoretz v'afilu achbar shebayam. Anything that swims around, even the achbar shebayam. Maybe Al-Aretz means this. Al-Aretz itma, or Al-Yam lo itma. Maybe Al-Aretz, again, we're going back to this suggestion, is a location of Tuma, but not a source, meaning where it comes from. Amarle, so Rava said, you've already said that the Yam is a place that can grow things that are Tame. Maliacha, maliacha. What do I care if it's in the water or not in the water, if the thing's Tame? But wait a second, Al Haaretz was needed for something else. Not to tell me it has to grow on land, and not to tell me it has to be on land, but to knock out something which is Safek Tumat Safa, which means when Tuma is floating in water, and you might have touched it, might not have touched it, which means that even though it's in Reshutei Achid, and my general rule is Safek Tumat Nagab Reshutei Achid is Tamei, here I'll say it's Tahor, because Al Haaretz. Why does it say the turtle and its kind? Lavi ha'arod. Ha'arod is some sort of a mix between a scorpion and a snake. V'chein ha'nefilim v'al salamandra, all sorts of other sort of odd fish things. When Rabbi Kiva came to that pasuk about the tzav l'mineu, he said, oh, look at how great your things are. God, you have things that grow on the land, things that grow on the sea. Shabayam yomalei olot peyavasha miyad metot. And there's things that grow in the sea that if they don't immediately come on land, they die. Shabayam yomalei olot peyavasha miyad metot. You have things that grow on land if they don't go right in the sea. As soon as they're born, they die. This all Rabbi Kiva's homily. There are things that grow in the fire and things that grow in the air. This, of course, now is the four elements. If things that grow in fire, if they don't come right to the air immediately, then they die. And how great your deeds are. Everything that we have on land, we have a parallel and see chutz min achuda, except the rat. Amavizera Maikra, there's an allusion in the text. Ha'azinu koyosh ve'chaled. Listen, all those of you who live on earth, and the earth is called chaled because a chulda only grows on the earth. From Rabbi Yeshua, Bevari denersh. It really means beavers of this particular nersh. And I'm in the Yeshuv. They're not part of the settlement. Right? They are, meaning they grow on the water. They don't grow on land. Amar Papa Bashamta Nersh. The town of Nersh should be Becherim. Why? Tarbe Mashche Va'alite. Its fat has extended, and as a result, they're not listening. Evidently, the people in Nersh were eating, Bashamta Nersh. Everybody in Nersh should be Becherim. And the reason, and he means everybody from the biggest to the smallest, tarbe mashche valite, from the fattest down to the smallest. And why? Eretz 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 Shimi Dvar Hashem. Yirmiyahu says, listen, Papa, lo avan nersh shmoa Dvar Hashem. Nersh, they don't want to listen, meaning they were giving musar there, and people were not listening or changing their ways. He said they should be becherem. If somebody from Nersh kisses you, count your teeth. Nahar Pkudal of Yach, if somebody from Nahar Pkod, escorts you, Miglima Shafira de Chazilach, it's because he saw a nice turban you had on, or a garment you had on, and he wanted to get it. If somebody from Badita walked with you, Ashni Ushpizach, you better change where you're staying, because he's going to come find where you're staying, in and steal from you. These are about the people who live in these towns. What about Torta? Pamachat alach to the Va'ad, v'ra'iti nachashu karuch alatzav. I came once to the Beit Avad, to the Beit Midrash, and I saw a snake wrapped around a turtle, trying to mate with it. And then later on, some sort of weird mule or hybrid was born from it. So what happened? They tried to create something that I did not create. I'll bring something on them that also that I did not create. I'm going to create something new, which is, of course, the arod. You know, that they try to make things that weren't supposed to be made, so I'm going to bring the arod, which is very dangerous. But we have a statement, a zoological statement that says anything that has relations and has a similar type of pregnancy are able to birth from each other. So how could the snake and the turtle mate? Amarav, nes patoch nes. It was a nes within a nes, meaning a nes they're able to mate, and a nes they're able to actually have this thing come out. I pornut. How could you call it a nes? It was punishment. So my nes patoch nes, the pornut. It was a miracle, but one of punishment. Okay, the next Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ever v'habasar. That was the beginning of Zayin. That's something we had much earlier in the Masechet. If you have a limb or meat that's hanging off of an animal, they right away have tumat ochlin, but nonetheless, they need hechsher for tuma. Nishchata beima, once the animal has been slaughtered, Meir says that the dam of the shchita is machshir these things that are hanging off. He says they're not muchshar. Now, meita beima, if the animal dies, habasar tzarich hechsher, then the meat does need its own hechsher. That means if it died without shchita. Rameir says that this aver, after the animal died, is metam mishum aver menachai, because it was already considered off, but not aver menevela. Rabbi Shimon metaher legamre, it's totally tahor. Okay, so now let's see what happens. Tumat ochlin in tumat nevela lo. So this hanging piece we said as tumat ochlin. Tumat ochlin, yes, but not nevela. So hechidami, how does it work? Eat a malin arucha, if it could heal. The tumat ochlin amilo litam, which shouldn't have tumat ochlin, it's not dead yet. If it cannot heal, then tumat nevela nami litamu should have nevela. So the olam den malin arucha, it doesn't get better. Vishani tumat nevela rachman amar ki yipol, meaning ad shipol, it has to really fall off. Miachia, or be dead. If they're hanging by one little thread, it has to be totally off the animal to be tumat nevela. But they still have tumat ochlin because they're still considered separated food now as every minachai. So Rashi, teinim shetzamku beibehan. If you have figs that got contracted or got very small while they're in their bud, you can have tumat ochlin before it's separated. But it's still on the tree. So if you take it off on Shabbat, you're chayav chatat. We said that if you have the certain kind of vegetables that contract while they're still on their stalk, like a cabbage or a squash, then there's no tumat ochlin. But if you cut them off and dry them out, then they do have. If you dry them out, they're not fruit anymore. They're just like hard stuff. It's like baal menat li abshan. That means you took them off in order to dry them out. But they picked chuvin dalat, because you can't eat them anymore. But other things that we typically dry out, like figs and dates, etc., they are matame, even though they're still in the plant. If you dried everything, including the stems, so pshita. Meaning they're still on the tree, which seems to support what we just said. Actually, we're talking about the whole thing getting dried out, meaning it's off the tree, and cutting it al menat liabshan was what we needed to teach, which was that right away they're the tamei tumat ochlin. Toshmei lanchin if shachu vo perot. If you have a tree that was cut and has perot, are in kitlushin. Meaning, the branch is now not connected to the ground, therefore, if you pull it off on Shabbat, you're not chayat. You have shu arein k'muchubarin. But if they just dried up, then they're m'chubarin. So my love, matlushin l'chol divrein, af m'chubarin l'chol divrein, meaning they're totally m'chubarin, not tumat ochlin. Mediaria, hakarita, hakarita. Who said? Maybe each thing is separate. Meaning, tlushin is l'gamrei, and therefore, if you take it off for Shabbat, then you are chayav. but mechubar, you're patur, but mechubarin, maybe that's only for the halacha of shuarin kumechubarin, meaning that's only for tlishah b'shabbat, but not for tumat ochlin. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick it up in the next podcast in the middle of our analysis of that Mishnah. And in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.